Hello again. No, it's a cyclical thing. Excuse the pun. Last year's TT was, of course, blisteringly hot with wall-to-wall sunshine. Remember those ochre-coloured lawns? Bone-dry hosepipe bands. This year, well, it's a bit mixed, shall we say. Last year, it was all about insect bites, sunburn, sweat rashes. This year, more traditional fare. Still, as they say, common things occur commonly. UTIs, urinary tract infections. Now there's a topic. That's one such thing. It's common. We find this a lot this time of year, though. Are you guzzling enough fluid to allow your system to adequately hydrate? The classic 8 mugs a day, however, we all have our own versions of this. What is normal for one being quite abnormal for another. All souls have a given fluid intake, which for them seems just natural. Practically speaking, though, let your urine do the talking. If you're seeing clear or light lemon yellow urine arrive, that's perfect. Urine like tea without milk is perhaps not so much. Well hydrated humans feel better energy wise. You just feel healthier. Some of us have little sense of thirst. It's such a primitive feeling, you wouldn't think that was the case, but it is. But some of us clearly, though, probably through a mixture of doing what appears natural, mixed with circumstance, do indeed drink not enough stuff day to day. Others like to flaunt it. GPs will be well tuned in to the young adults nowadays, usually female, not always, but usually. They will breeze into the surgery, and as they sit themselves down, in no particular order, will avail themselves of the surgery desktop, landing their car keys, smartphone, and finally, a drinks bottle, usually a sports type. It's only when the same bod then starts to check out what's being discussed by gazing and tapping on their smartphone, whilst having a casual swig from their adult virtual dummy drinks bottle, would I smile. Why interject or frown at this point? I've seen this so often. I personally don't find this circumstance slightly irritating. Indeed, occasionally checking out that smartphone screen myself in conjunction with said patient. That point, of course, it's a joint venture. Losing me doctor, you patient completely. Hey, it's the way it is. We have to move with the times. Dr. Google knows all. Well, sometimes. It knows something that might be of interest or import, I have to say, quite honestly, not very often. And more personally, not at all specific to this person sitting in front of me. That's the key thing. But back to the urine stuff. Common in ladies, less so in men. Sometimes recurrent. The female anatomy lending itself to thwarting bacteria, climbing up the little bladder outlet pipe, the urethra. It's so short compared to the male version. Now, key to all this are a few factors, some of which can be tweaked. As already stated, do have enough fluid throughout the day. Do not hold on to urine unless without choice. Give yourself enough time to go for a wee. The last bit left in the bladder, what we term the residual, being particularly likely to become colonised with bugs. So be careful with personal hygiene after bowel actions, after intercourse. It can all make a difference. Some do well to consider double micturition. Sounds exotic? It ain't. You pass urine, then you wait a few minutes. Well, a few seconds maybe. Then you pass a little bit more. DIY treatments for UTI, cystitis, call it what you like. They're everywhere. Cranberry extract probably is, well, leading the charge. Said to help reduce the severity of urinary infections by making the lining of the bladder less friendly to bacteria. Antibiotic treatments, of course, the options have, though, through resistance of late, been a little bit more limited. One old favourite, and until recently easily purchased over-the-counter antibiotic, trimethoprim, has been withdrawn from such activity. Its level of useful activity in the community reduced significantly of late by bugs that have become resistant to its actions. If you do, though, need to have a reinfection checked out, please bring along a sample. Many still don't, weirdly. Whatever it's in, bring it along. dipstick testing and the surgery from the doctor or nurse, or whoever. It's pretty accurate, it's quick, and pending possibly any results arriving back from the path lab, if the sample merits sending off, you can start in a given antibiotic treatment immediately. Regular sufferers, of course, of urine infections sometimes take a small dose of a mild antibiotic at night to ward off predatory bacteria. Finally, let's pray as always, as we do, for a safe and sensible TT. Till next week, cheerio.